when you take the leap and when you invest in yourself and when you say, I don't know about this fully, but I believe in myself and I believe that if I'm being called to this and this energy is different for me, like my life is going to change drastically.
If you're ready to say yes to your wealthiest and most abundant life, overflowing bank accounts, and a deep sense of inner fulfillment, well, then you are definitely in the right place. Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But really, all you need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money. So let's do this. Hey, gorgeous, beautiful, amazing woman listening to this podcast right now. I'm so glad that of all the decisions that you've probably got to make today, that right here and right now, you decided to press play on this podcast episode. I want you to know how much I do not take that for granted and how much this podcast means to me and being able to connect with all of you from literally around the world. We've been trending in some really cool countries all around the world this week, and that just fills my little heart up so much. I think all of you are out there improving your money mindset wherever it is that you are in the world. So thank you for being here right now, and thank you for showing up for yourself right now, because I am very excited about today's podcast interview. It's with an incredible powerhouse, Haley Hoffman Smith. And you would not believe that this woman is 24. Not to be ageist, like age really has absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever. But God, like she inspired me to go and take even bigger action on my manifestation goals and the things that I want to call into my life. And you know that I live and breathe this every single day. So just like listen to this with an open heart, open ears, really tune in to what she's saying, because some of it is so profound, but she can say it so quickly because she's just like so connected that you might miss it. And I don't want you to miss it. So Haley does many amazing things in her life, but she is a New York City-based content creator, and she'll share her story about moving to New York and how she manifested that. She's a motivational speaker that has been featured on some really big stages, including TED Talk, and she's the author of Her Big Idea and the host of her own podcast, Big Conversations. But I'm really just going to let Haley kind of introduce herself because she does so many epic things and I just think it's best to hear it from her. So without further ado, let's dive right in. I have been so excited about today's podcast interviewee because she doesn't actually know it yet, but I feel like we're kind of soul sisters.
I know it. I feel it.
We have so much in common. I mean, we're both authors. We're both on a mission to really empower women around the world. And we both love watching Gilmore Girls in the night with like a cocktail. So there you go.
Oh, yes.
So Haley, I feel like you do so many things and you do them all so well. Like it's almost like there's quite a few slashes to your name. Like you're an author, you know, you do so many different things and you're a speaker and you've got TED Talks. You've gone viral on TikTok. So I actually would love for you to introduce yourself and share with the audience and listeners who you are and what you do.
Sure. It's funny that you asked that in that way too, because there was like this one TikTok trend where the song was like, nobody asks you questions when you say you're an accountant. When somebody asks you what you do, because I never know how to get into all of it. But basically, I'll give you the ESPN highlights of the last 5 years of my life. Sorry, how old am I? I guess it was the last 6 years of my life. Anyways, I started a nonprofit when I was 18 years old called Lit Without Limits, short for Literature Without Limits. And I donated books to girls around the world in mentoring groups with a curriculum that I wrote to go along with the books that helps girls just like get the empowering messages out of the books that I was donating. So there was Jane Eyre, there was I Am Malala. And this is my first real adventure in entrepreneurship and creating something and putting it out there. And so that led to several other ventures just because I really fell in love with what it means to sit down and, you know, knock out something on your laptop that could really impact people around the world. In college, I started a female entrepreneurship incubator to help female students on the Brown University campus bring their ideas from concept to reality. And all of that spiraled into my book, Her Big Idea, which is basically like a kick in the pants to go after your idea if you feel called to one. I say that you get an idea for a reason. It's yours to do something with, and it's no accident if you feel compelled by an idea. That turned into a speaking tour. So I became a motivational speaker right when I graduated college that fall after. It was just 2 years ago today that I announced my first speaking tour, speaking at places like Harvard and Yale and the University of San Diego, which was so much fun. I learned how much I loved speaking. And now I have my own podcast called Big Conversations. And I moved to New York City in February to pursue my lifelong dream of being a talk show host. But that was not the best timing to go after my dream. But it's okay because I've turned my efforts and my, you know, motivational speaker mind to TikTok. And I've been growing my audience on there since March. And so now I'm like, I am a TikTok content creator as a career name.
Wow, I love it. Gosh, it's just what a journey. Like, and good for you for getting that all into about a minute. Wow.
Oh yeah, it's like an elevator pitch at this point.
Wow. Okay, so you've done so many things and like there's so many questions that I have to ask you. But along the way, were there fears at every transition? You know, it sounds like every opportunity led to sort of another up level in what you were doing from, okay, I started with a mission to help women around the world, young girls to read. Okay, now this turns into this. Now this turns into, now I'm going to Harvard and I'm speaking on stages. What were the up levels and the mindset up levels that you had to go through to grow with that as it took you on that journey?
Yeah, I love that question because there's so much fear involved that I don't think we talk about a lot. And every single time I was going into something that I'd never done before, I was terrified. I'm actually going through it again right now because I'm trying to transition out of my copywriting agency into being like a full-time Haley Hoffman Smith and doing like influencer stuff, which sounds weird to say. So I'm going through it again. And I've just been reminding myself like what it requires at each step, because when I tell you the entire story, it's like that Steve Jobs quote, you can only connect the dots looking backwards. Like I say it, I talk about this process of evolution and how it was an unfolding process. But in the moment, I had no idea what was going to work, right? For me, it was more trusting that if it was on my heart to do something, if I suddenly strongly got the desire to write a book, or I got the desire to start reaching out to colleges and pitching myself as a speaker, I decided if I'm called to this, it's because I'm called to it. It's not just, oh, other people have done it and so it looks good, or it would look really good on my resume or something. Like, it's soul work to show up to things the way that I have. And that's why I just want to say to listeners, like if you heard, you know, things I've done and you're like, oh, I would really like to be a speaker, know that that little nudge and that little desire means that you are being called to it and you need to show up for it, because that means there's something that needs to be expressed through you on those stages or in that book or in that podcast. And so I think just reminding myself that I'm part of a bigger plan and there's something that I have to do in the world to serve the world through what I'm called to do, helped me get through those moments of fear.
Oh, I love that. And it's funny that you say that, because my body gave me a nudge when you said talk show host.
Aww.
Because like my dream, and when I connect the dots with the journey that I've been on and all my on-camera training is kind of where I began, actually. That's my ultimate dream. And then this podcast for me is like the beginning of that. Okay, so you got hit with a global pandemic. None of us expect that. You go to New York to create this like dream of being a talk show host. And okay, maybe it didn't go to plan, but you didn't let your dream get put on hold and you created the opportunity for yourself. Like you've got your YouTube channel, you show up on your own social media platforms and you put the energy out there of already being quote unquote that talk show host. I don't know if you're consciously doing that, but it just made me think like you're still facilitating that dream. You're still facilitating that nudge.
Yeah, thank you. That is what I'm trying to do for sure. And a lot of that too is just like the harsh reality of the industry today with anything. I was continuously told, you know, me networking my little booty off out here, of like, well, how do I even become a talk show host? Because no one has had like the same path. And everyone says like, you have to show people what you can do and that you can build an audience doing it. And I just remember not knowing at all how to do that. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, do I make, I was like, okay, maybe I'll start my own YouTube, but for some reason that didn't feel right. And it's just interesting how all of these people in my life kept saying that I should start to create short form content on TikTok. And I'm like, why? I don't get it. Like everyone thinks it's like this app for kids. And now, you know, a few months later, I just hit 115,000 followers last night.
Wow.
I never would have started on TikTok had the pandemic not happened and I wasn't like forced to express my, I don't know, like my interests and my passions in this new way.
I just want to take a moment to interrupt this podcast episode to tell you about something very special that my friend Stevie Wright has just launched called the Breath Channel. Oh, where do I begin with breath work? Stevie is actually my go-to woman here in LA when it comes to having private breath work sessions. And I have had some really profound experiences when using breath work. It is best probably explained by Stevie, but basically, breath work involves using a specific series of breaths that really allows you to release trauma, tap into your subconscious mind, release anxiety, even release period pain from the body. And I've had some really big aha moments when using breath work in my own life. And it's really helped me to shift any stagnant energy in my body and to step into a new frequency where I can manifest from a much higher place. I have nothing but great things to say about breath work, and I know that this incredible container that Stevie has created called the Online Breath Channel is just a brilliant way for you to get access to this tool. And she's asked me if I want to share it with all of you. And not only am I going to share it with all of you with a link below, I'm also being given the opportunity to give you a discount on it. So you have a few options because it's a monthly breathwork membership. And you guys, for everything that you receive, and I just want to take a moment and share that I'm actually looking at it right now as I record this. Within the membership already, there's breath work on abundance, alignment, feminine embodiment, grounding, magical mornings, period pain, releasing anger, releasing stress. And she's going to be adding new videos, I think, every week or bi-weekly. Plus, she even has a replay video in here about manifesting using the quantum formula. Guys, that shit is deep and profound. So that in itself is worth it. And you get all of this, you get access to all of this for just $20 a month. $20 a month. That's a no-brainer. Seriously. Just imagine what 10 minutes of breath work in the morning would do for your life and your powers of manifestation. I'm going to be doing this with you guys. But you could also sign up and pay in full. And I believe that it's a cheaper option. So if you want to do the pay in full option, it's $197 a year. But I get to give you a discount code. So if you sign up today, you have the option of either paying for the $20 a month. The code that I'm going to drop below gives you $5 off. So it actually is only $15 to get started. Or if you pay in full, you guys get $49 off. $49 off. And you get access to this for an entire year. And this, combined with listening to the podcast episodes and working on your money mindset, is just a brilliant toolkit when it comes to up-leveling in your life. So the links are all below. Go check it out. I'm a huge advocate for this, and you can either get $5 off or $49 off. You have both options. Just make sure that you use the link that I give you in order to get that plus the discount code at checkout. And good luck. Enjoy. Can you tell me a little bit more about TikTok and what it means for you and how you've grown it? Because I think TikTok means something different to everyone. And I'm going to be totally honest, I don't even have TikTok. So,
oh girl, we're going to get you on that.
I know. So like, what does it mean for you? It feels like, okay, this is a brand new platform that, oh my gosh, my belief, honestly, and I'm calling myself out, is another thing that I have to learn. But what does it mean for you?
Yeah, so I mean, the biggest thing about TikTok that's the biggest draw for most people is that it makes you discoverable. So you think about Instagram, say that you're starting a brand new Instagram from scratch, say something terrible happens and your current account gets hacked and so you have to start a new account. Well, it's really hard to be discovered. I mean, sure, through hashtags, someone could see it if they're like looking up a similar hashtag or they follow a hashtag, but beyond that, the growth is very stagnant. TikTok is completely different because it takes into account your past actions, behaviors on TikTok. So content that you've engaged with in the past through what's called your For You page. So say, for example, that every time a video comes up on your For You page about like astrological forecast, you like the video. TikTok keeps that in its algorithm. And then say that somebody makes their first ever YouTube video and it's about astrology, they'll show that video to you. So it makes it for a highly curated and personalized experience as a viewer on your For You page. And as a creator, it's better than ad spend because it's free and you're getting in front of the people who are most likely to engage with your content and like what you're putting out there and follow you. And so it's so easy to grow. It's insanely easy to grow. You can have one video go viral and get thousands and thousands of followers. It could be your very first video versus like on Instagram. You know, I've been on Instagram since high school. I've like barely been getting up there, you know, it takes so long.
Yeah.
Really hard to be discoverable. And TikTok takes that whole thing and blows it out of the water and says like, okay, you create content. We'll show it to the people who it will resonate with most. But I think people are coming to see that too. I mean, definitely with it being in the headlines recently with everything. And now that fortunately it looks like the ban has been averted in the United States, I think we'll have more and more people head over there, but it's just an unbelievable opportunity. There's so many business owners who say that it has completely changed the game for them and their business. I mean, there are authors who have published books and then they've sold over 1 million copies because some of their videos went viral. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I could go on about it for a long time. My point being, anybody who's listening, and you too, girl, like you have to get on TikTok because it's fun. It's easy. There's going to be a learning curve as with anything, but it's a short learning curve. And I actually have a full podcast episode on my podcast about like TikTok and how to get started with it and how the algorithm works, et cetera.
Well, I know what I'll be listening to this afternoon because I've never had anyone actually like talk to me about it that way. So that makes total sense. I have a couple questions around that because I was actually watching your first YouTube video and you've gone through a lot of ups and downs because here you are, you have this brand new like opportunity to get in front of a viral audience. I mean, you have 115,000 followers on there and the outside world is threatening to take that away from you.
Yeah.
So how has that been emotionally and mindset wise? Because I really love just talking about the fact that we all have ups and downs and we're all going through stuff, but it's how we deal with it that actually matters. So what's that been like for you?
Absolutely. And I really wanted to illustrate the ups and downs in that vlog. Honestly, I don't think I captured the downs as much as I should have because I mean, I barely slept all of last week. And it's interesting because like that's when rubber hits the road. You know, I talk this big talk in all of my videos and on my podcast about like life happens for you, not to you, and trust the process and you're always guided and you're always safe and you're always held and like, and you are a co-conspirator with the universe and you're creating your reality and like all these things I believe, right? And last week was like a harsh facing of, well, what does that mean if your reality is presenting something that is like totally antithetical to everything that you thought you were creating for yourself? What does that mean when something that you've been building up for that really holds your entire dreams and everything that it is that you want to do and be in the world, and it's threatening to take that away? And I felt really helpless. I was talking even in the YouTube video, so I'm sure you remember, I was talking about like, did I create this in my reality? Like,
yeah, then we question.
Yeah, because it really makes you think. And I had some weird trippy moments, I'm going to be honest, of like trying to assess and be like, did I literally bring this into my reality because I'm self-sabotaging because I didn't expect to grow so fast? Because I will say, getting that many followers that quickly, you go through an up-level that isn't all, you know, roses and butterflies. It's been scary. I have a lot of dreams at night, just from like a psychological subconscious perspective. I have dreams that I can't get my front door locked or closed and people are trying to get in. And it's hard to like open yourself up to that many new people. There's haters, of course. All of a sudden people know who you are and they're recognizing you on the street. And like all these things I wanted since I was a little girl, but it happened so quickly. And I think I was like, oh my gosh, wait, I can like succeed this quickly. And so I honestly did not know from a subconscious perspective if I was truly creating my reality the way that I say we can. You know, I'm always talking about like the CIA proved that life is a hologram. There's all these different parallel universes, like really trippy stuff. And I had to really assess like, how could I potentially be responsible for creating this scenario in this reality that I'm in? And I also really had to learn how to trust and rely on my backbone. And I'm not really sure what shifted. I don't really pray, but I really tried to like set an intention and just say like, I have to believe that if this is taken from me, it's because there's going to be something far better than I can see right now taking its place. Like I never thought TikTok would mean this much to me, you know, a year ago. And here's what's happened. Like I have to allow the universe to surprise me as with everything. But even this week, I woke up completely differently. I haven't checked the news, even though the deal hasn't technically been completely sealed off and done yet. I've just decided to stop letting anxiety run the show, because last week I was really focused on the things I couldn't change and the things I couldn't control. But the thing you always can change and the thing you always can control is how you're showing up to any given trial in your life and how much you're bringing it back to your heart center, how much you're setting the intention and having the intention to serve, releasing the how of it. Because for me, I was very caught up in like, oh, the how is obviously TikTok. Like the only way that I can succeed is through TikTok. I became so attached. And I think I finally took a huge step back and said, if this is not the how it's supposed to be, that doesn't mean it's going to get in the way of my what. Like my dream is bigger than any setback, and I'll trust that I'm going to still keep that intention. I'm going to still keep the vision, and it's going to work out in the way that it most needs to. But it is interesting how these trials and tribulations are where you really learn that for real, beyond just like what sounds good as an Instagram post.
Definitely. Oh, I have about 5 questions I want to ask just as a result of you saying what you just said. Okay, where do I begin? Well, firstly, thank you for saying that the how should never ever replace your why. And I talk about this all the time. I talk about this with my clients. And I know that so many people want to ask how. How am I going to get there? How does this work? How is it going to look? And the moment that it finally clicks for my clients, and they like experience their why coming into fruition because they got out of the way of the how, it's magical, because I know that they're never going to go back to that way of thinking. But it's very hard to sometimes explain to people, please stop worrying about the how, until they've experienced their why coming into fruition by them getting out of their own way. So I would just love for you to share some examples maybe of how, I just used the word how. of how that's happened for you in your life where you have gotten out of your own way, because your TED talk was titled Ditch the Idea and Lean into the Answers. So what does that truly mean to you?
So yeah, I'll say that a lot of even like creating that TED talk, and honestly, that TED talk is really related to the things I talk about now. I gave a talk last night at the University of Florida, and it was very related to all of this, which my entire point is, if you just take a moment right now, you can even pause this episode and reflect back on your life and think through every single thing that you once wanted that you did not get and what came in its place. It's just like I say in my TED talk, there's some quote that says, if you told God what your plans were, he would laugh at you. And that's honestly the truth, because I look back at like even what I wanted for my life, my senior year of college. I wanted to get a job at a big 3 management consulting firm. I wanted to move to Atlanta, Georgia. And it's just so not me anymore. I'm like, what was I doing? And I look back and I'm like, thank goodness I wasn't like, you know, had a genie in a bottle and made 3 wishes. And like, those are my wishes, right? Like life is trying to point you in the right direction. And that becomes very, very evident when you look back over everything that didn't work out and what happened in its place. Like that's really how you cultivate trust, through your own evidence. Another example of this is I wanted nothing more in my life than to go to Stanford. I did everything you could possibly think of to get into a place where I could transfer to Stanford, and I didn't get in. But I did get into Brown, and Brown ended up being the most pivotal, transformational, incredible life experience ever. I can't imagine having gone to college anywhere else. And the entire point here is that sometimes we don't know what's good for us. And so we have to silence everything in our heads that's like, oh, but I think I know because I think this is going to get me X, Y, and Z. And instead say, no, what is really going to light me on fire? And how can I choose that without having to attach a plan to it of how I think it should come to fruition? I.e., when I'm doing blank, this lights me up. When I'm serving people in this way or inspiring them with this message, this lights me up. Okay, now that I'm fixated on the why, I'm going to trust that the right opportunities are going to come into place to become the how. I'm going to release the how, because as you were saying, that's how you get in your own way.
Absolutely. Oh, I resonate with that so much, because I said this to somebody this week, actually, when they said, okay, what should my 5-year plan be? And I said, oh, God. Can you go back to your 5 years ago when you were 5 years younger? Could you have guessed or decided where you would be sitting right here, right now? Because I bet the answer is no.
Well, and the other thing about that too is like the me 5 years ago, how old was I? I mean, I was 19 years old. I never in my wildest dreams would have imagined that I would be sitting here talking on this podcast episode with you next to my floor to ceiling windows in my dream Manhattan apartment with 115,000 followers on TikTok. Like I just wouldn't have. And yeah, it's what I've wanted since I was little, But it's also, that's kind of the scary part about plans and dreams and where they converge. Again, I talk about this in my TED talk, but humans fear almost nothing more than uncertainty. That's why we like really stick to plans. But the issue with that is that if we're making plans to avoid the discomfort of uncertainty, we're making plans that feel certain. So it's, we can't plan on our big dreams happening. If we have really big dreams, like something that realistically has a 5% chance of happening according to like how most people went after it, you know, for the big, big, big dreams. And that's why so many people decide, okay, I'm going to funnel into like a 9-to-5, or I'm going to follow a path that's been placed before me. Because I mean, honestly, you just saying that thing about like a 5-year plan, like, I don't even know where I'm going to be next year. And that can freak me out if I think about it for too long.
Exactly.
But I just try to like focus on each like day and week. And like, I just try to focus on the moment more than ever. And I know that sounds just like wild, especially for anybody who's like a big planner in general or a control freak in general. And I definitely am like very type A, but that's how you have to live your life in order to have the dreams come to fruition, because there's so much more beauty and grandeur than you can even see unraveling itself. And you're going to miss it if you're focused on trying to make plans that you feel like you have control over, because we're not in control. It's like the great illusion of our lives.
Yeah. And I feel like the only certainty we can create is a certainty within ourselves. Like I create my own inner certainty.
Or just like, I'll be okay no matter what. Like I believe that no matter what, I'll have certainty that I am being guided, that I am always safe, that the universe is limitless and always provides for me in amazing ways. Like, yeah, I think the best thing you can do is rather than trying to plan out every single month from here until 2025, instead focus on building that solid belief system, you know, experimenting with the law of attraction, finding things that resonate with you and build your faith. It's the best investment you can make in yourself.
Yes. So let's talk about the law of attraction. Let's go there. You already mentioned your New York apartment. So before we dive into some of the neuroscience behind law of attraction, I'd love you to share an example of law of attraction coming into fruition in your own life.
Sure. Okay. So part of law of attraction for me is doing visualization where you close your eyes and you visualize what it would be like if you had whatever it is. And you really feel the excitement associated with it. And for some people, if you don't remember things in like a visual and you don't have that visualization, do it in the same way that you'd remember a past memory, but try to just like imagine what it would be like to be in whatever situation you want to think about. So starting in, I would say April, I started to do this meditation every morning. And one of my visualizations was waking up in this like gorgeous New York City penthouse. And I saw the entire thing. It was like this big rectangular room. There were all these windows looking out at the city. Like I just saw the whole thing very, very vividly. And it's weird too, how like you come up with these visualizations and you're like, how is this so real to me? Like it feels more like a memory than something you've never experienced. So I just kept imagining what it would be like to wake up there. It felt so good. But at the same time, like I had just signed a lease on this small studio apartment in New York City that I moved into in February. And so I was more like, okay, let me just get a head start in manifesting for like when my lease is up. Then my birthday was coming up and I usually travel for my birthday, but I couldn't this year, obviously. And so I was like, okay, let me do like a New York City staycation. And part of the law of attraction too, is every time you feel a little nudge or a little urge, you have to pursue it. So I had decided that I would book a stay at the Lingham Hotel. It was like the only 5-star hotel that was open. None of the other ones were because most of them hadn't reopened yet. And so I booked a stay for 2 nights and I was like, okay, I'll just like have a, like this fun thing with my friends. We'll do a mastermind, whatever. And I couldn't shake the feeling that I should reach out to them and ask to do like a PR trade deal. Like, again, I was very new to all this like influencer stuff or whatever, but I had 50,000 followers at that point. I reach out and literally within hours, the PR director gets back to me and they say they would love to host me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, amazing. I'm so excited. They said they'd have like goodies in the room for me. And I was just so excited about having like my little candies for my birthday. So really small. And I get there and I check in and they give me the key and they're like, we gave you a really good room. And I'm like, oh, they, you know, they always say that, but I'm just so grateful to be there now. And I'm going to find this room. They don't tell me which room it is. And I see at the end of this hallway, it says presidential suite on the door. And I'm like, oh, that must be nice. And then I realize that the room number on my key is the same room number as the presidential suite.
Oh my gosh.
And I open the door and it is my exact vision.
Wow.
The same location of the penthouse was this freaking penthouse presidential suite. About releasing the howl, right? Like in my head, I was like, oh, this is where I'm going to live. I'm going to live at a place that looks like this. Like I got it for free for my birthday for 2 nights. you know, like that. And it's just, it's interesting how these things, when you visualize them, how quickly they can come and how creatively they can come.
Hell yes.
And that's why, again, really seeing how it's important. So that was the coolest experience because I honestly thought I was about to pass out when I opened the door. I never experienced anything like it. Like, I was in a full body shock that A, they had like been that generous with me, B, how beautiful it was, but C, and mainly I was like, this is my vision to a T. Like, it truly came from my inside of my reality.
And I will say, because I obviously saw the videos and the pictures of it on Instagram, it, like for anyone listening, it was the best hotel room I think I've ever seen. Like, it was, she's not over exaggerating. Like, when we say a suite, like it was, I think it had a dining table in it. Like, it was like an actual suite, like with incredible views of New York. So, like, imagine the ultimate luxury.
No, yeah, I literally had no idea a hotel room could look like that. Like,
yeah. I feel like it's also a taste, like this is the way I kind of look at it as well when I'm on the path to manifestation and I'm using a law of attraction, is it's the universe giving you a taste of the very thing that you desire, saying you're on your right path, like it's coming. Because we think, oh, that vision must mean I have to manifest this penthouse apartment right here, right now. It has to, like, this has to happen. But things do take time and it's a journey. But the universe is saying it's here for you. It's available for you. It's ready for you. You're stepping into it. You're stepping into the frequency and the version of you who has these things. And so let's not forget to find gratitude for all of those little moments. Like anytime you get gifted a little glass of champagne at a restaurant, or you buy yourself your favorite bottle of Veuve Clicquot, or you walk into a hotel room that has a view you could never imagine, or whatever it might be. Like for me, gosh, I got shivers right now because I moved to Los Angeles. I was young and I had two suitcases, like, and a hope and a dream on my heart. And like the Hollywood sign represented so much for me. Like, obviously you see it in the movies growing up. I'm not from America. It's like Hollywood. It was a symbol of a dream for me. Girl, like as I'm recording this, like I can see the Hollywood sign from my apartment. I mean, I have a manifestation story and we'll talk about manifesting our homes, but we now live in a penthouse with, I've lived here for like 3 weeks now. Like this is our new home. And I can see the Hollywood sign every single day. I have 360 degree views pretty much of Los Angeles. And I manifested this. I really manifested this. Even though my husband would like to say he manifested it, I did a lot of the inner work. I did a lot of the inner work to get us here because he found it online. So he takes the credit and for having found it.
Oh, come on.
And actually, like, I remember messaging you something because you shared a story about you manifesting where you live right now. And I'd love you to share that because I can't remember exactly what it was, but you caused something within me to click. And as soon as I then did the deep inner work, like I think I saw that on maybe a Thursday, I did the work on the Friday. Girl, we were viewing this by the Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, seriously. So can you share like how you manifested your home? Because I remember you also sharing the fear that came up when you were about to sign that lease because it was an up level and how you worked through that.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm remembering what you were talking about. Yeah. So I'm 24 and I wanted to move to New York City by myself. Obviously, it is like insanely expensive out here. But in addition to that, I just really had this vision of like floor to ceiling windows, this luxury apartment. Like I'm very high maintenance and like I want really big things. And I actually use this app called ThinkUp, which we'll get into like neuroscience in a second here. But basically listening to affirmations at night helps you through this certain brainwave state called your theta brainwave state. It helps your subconscious accept suggestions. And so I had all these suggestions in my head about like, I love my floor to ceiling windows and this beautiful sunlight coming into my room, my big white kitchen, you know, like my luxury apartment building, the rain shower. Like I had every little detail and every single one of those came to fruition when I found this place. And it was the last place that I had toured on the day that I came out here to tour apartments. I'd kind of already decided that I was going to go with the first one that we had seen that day, which like obviously now I look back and I'm like, thank goodness I didn't. this building, I mean, just like Jordan Sparks lives here, like celebrities live here. And it just like, you really feel the frequency of it. And it felt like a little bit I don't know how to describe it. It felt like it was something above me or higher than me, or like it was a clear up level to even like be in the building. That's how the frequency
Yeah.
Obviously they had like some good promotion going on, but it was still a good amount more than I wanted to spend. And like my mom was with me and she was like, yeah, you shouldn't have looked here because like the other place was like perfect for you. And it was like within your budget. And I still just felt really called. My mom was like, I think you can handle it. But I was still so freaked out. And I just remember signing the lease, just feeling like, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? And being so scared moving out here too, like, what have I gotten in over my head? Like, what happens if, like, you know, running my own business, what happens if like the clients dry up or like something goes wrong or whatever it is? And then literally the week I came out here, everything started to just happen so quickly. And it's like, I mean, I don't know what it's like for you guys, but there's usually like a base amount you hang out around in your checking account, you know, like the amount you usually have, and like some goes out and some comes in, but you like hang out around the same amount.
I actually set an energetic standard for my bank account. So like, I don't allow it energetically to go below a certain amount. So I set the standard. So yeah.
Yeah. And so like on the flip side of that too, there's usually like a ceiling. And so I had like a certain ceiling of like my money never went above X amount. Well, once I moved out here, I literally could not believe my eyes and all these things that were coming through the pipeline, but that ceiling 5X'd.
Wow.
It just taught me like when you take the leap and when you invest in yourself and when you say, I don't know about this fully, but I believe in myself and I believe that if I'm being called to this and this energy is different for me, like my life is going to change drastically. For sure, that was a complete leap of faith, a complete trust fall with the universe. But it worked. And it, the same thing actually just happened too. My best friend Rachel just moved into a new apartment and she was kind of dealing with the same thing with like a brand new, like a rent amount that was like way higher than our last one. And I kept telling her, I'm like, when you up level, but I was also trying to say it like, I'm not trying to encourage you to not be financially responsible. I'm just saying like energetically things happen. And the same thing happened for her. It's really, truly amazing. Now, I'm not seeing any of this for any listeners to go out there and like go ahead and buy a Rolls Royce because you're like up-level energetically, but there is something to be said about that. And like speaking of a car, for example, the book, You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero, shared the story that I'll never forget. And she said that she was barely making any money as a writer and her car, which was like this old, broken down, really old Honda, had to go into the shop. And she found out that like she would either have to pay this big amount to repair the car or she could go lease a new car. So just for fun, she takes this super nice Audi, beautiful black sleek Audi, out for a test run. And the energetic difference in that car was everything. And she realized if she invested in that car and getting into that car every single day to like drive to the office or drive to the coffee shops or drive home and remind herself of everything that she was working towards, it was going to change her life. And so she made that leap and got the black Audi, even though like literally she could barely afford anything. And her life drastically changed. It just shows like that's the biggest thing you can declare to the universe is like, hi, I completely trust you. I'm going in so blind, but I believe in myself. I believe that I'm like a co-conspirator of my reality. Therefore, I'm going to make this investment because I believe in like the dividends of this frequency shift.
Well, you step into a new frequency. You step into a new way of being, walking, talking, acting, feeling by doing that. I totally feel that in my new home. And then for anyone who's listening, who's like, you guys sound so woo-woo, but this is our lives. Like, this is how we do really talk. But for those people, let's talk about some of the neuroscience, because I know that you've been researching more about the neuroscience behind law of attraction. So we're not just making this shit up.
No.
Like, there's a science behind it.
One more quick thing I wanted to say about frequency too is like, if you don't feel ready to make the jump into, you know, buying a penthouse or, you know, buying an Audi or whatever, just go to a really nice restaurant or go to a really nice hotel lobby, sit and order just one drink and just sit and hang out because the energy is different in there. Or if like you made a little extra money this week and you are about to go on a trip, like upgrade your hotel or upgrade your room to a suite or just do tiny little things that make you feel more abundant. And sometimes something that will make you feel more abundant is literally just like watching the money accrue in your bank account. Like go for that. But the frequency is a big part. Anyways, so all this to be said, your subconscious is what is really running the show beneath everything else. And it was so interesting to learn about this because your subconscious is a log of everything that's ever happened to you. So you may think like, well, what determines who is at what frequency and why they're at it and other people aren't at it? And the biggest thing is you were raised around a certain set of beliefs and they might've been limited beliefs or expanded beliefs, but they're usually limited beliefs about what you could do, have, and be in the world. So when you think about like higher frequency, the higher you go up in frequency, the more expansive it feels. It feels like, oh, there's no such thing as the word no. There's nothing that's limiting. There's nothing that says the word can't. And this higher frequency is usually enveloped by people who just believed like making money is easy. You can have everything that you want. If you can dream it, you can have it. You know, like whatever's in your mind, I can come to fruition. And the reason that you are not there yet, it's not any fault of your own. It's literally because of how you were conditioned when you were growing up. Ages 1 through 7, you were in this weird trance-like state where everything that was said around you, everything that was done around you, you took on as truth. And you're living by that blueprint. That means that if your parents had a fight about money in front of you, or if you didn't have enough money for lunch one day, whatever it was, but you could even just hear a conversation. You could be napping in the back of the car while your parents were driving and they could be stressed about how they were going to pay the mortgage. You took that on and you learned there's not enough money and everything in the world is limited. And you started to operate from this lack mentality. So how to shift this? This is where it's just really cool how the neuroscience comes in, because people are learning, by people, I mean, scientists are learning more and more that the brain is neuroplastic. It has neuroplasticity, which means that you can shift your brain completely. You can completely change your beliefs. And as you change your beliefs, you change your life. And this is not just like, oh, change your energy, change your life, although that is certainly true. But your brain has something called the reticular activating system, which is how it filters information. So at any given moment, you have about 50 million bits of information flying at you, and your brain can't disseminate all of it. So it has to decide what is the most relevant to me right now. So it's constantly on the lookout for things to be worried about and things that you have seen before slash that align with your beliefs. Otherwise, it just won't see it, which means that you could really, really want something like a new Range Rover. But if you have been solely thinking about and believing that you'll never be able to even buy your first car, there could be a Range Rover dealer right in front of you that's saying they're giving out free Range Rovers and you would not be able to see it. Your mind would not see it. In the book E Squared by Pam Grout, I just finished it and I'm like obsessed with this book and I really recommend it as a starting point. But it talks about how when people move from Asia, who have lived in Asia their entire lives, move to like the United States or somewhere else, they literally do not see people with red hair because they've never seen people with red hair before.
Wow.
That doesn't mean they look at them and they're like, oh, someone has red hair. Like it just does, their brain does not register it because it doesn't match anything that they have ever seen before. So knowing this, how can you help your reticular activating system out with identifying the things that you most want to see in your reality and the things you most want to manifest? Well, that's where things like affirmations come in. That's where things like the vision board comes in. And just to expand a little more upon the brainwave states, basically that theta brainwave state is right when you're falling asleep at night. So it's when things kind of get a little bit wonky. And this is kind of the same state that you were in your ages 1 through 7. So that meditative state, everything is accepted as truth that's said to you. So I record myself saying things like, I'm abundant. Or one of my favorites is actually I got it from the ThinkUp app, but it says something about like, I release money with ease and it returns to me multiplied in a wonderful way. And your brain hears your voice saying that. So it's like, oh, that's my voice. I must be saying this out loud. This must be something I believe. And it starts to take it on as a belief. And that's how you can really rewire your entire brain. Now, there are certain ways that you have to say these things. Like your subconscious really thrives upon making sure something is safe. It wants to be safe more than anything else, which is why our subconscious usually stops us from going after things like buying that penthouse or quitting our job to go after our dream. Its primary concern is safety. So it will stop you. It'll put up roadblocks if any programming comes to the surface that's saying something like, no, I can't trust the universe, or no, like that's a foolish decision. So plugging in even just like, it is safe to succeed. It is safe to make millions of dollars. I can make millions of dollars with grace. It goes so far in building out new neural pathways in your brain that so that your reticular activating system can see and attract more opportunities for you to succeed in whatever way you want to. So in that case, it's not even necessarily that much about attraction. It appears to be the law of attraction. It appears that you're attracting things to you. You're actually just shifting your awareness and your perception to see things that were always around you, but you weren't on the right frequency to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're like literally speaking my language. This is what my entire career is based around at the moment, is helping women totally reprogram, because as you said, like between the ages of 0 and 7, we're forming all of these beliefs, and so many of them rooted in money. And that's why money mindset and the money mindset work is so important, because there are so many women who start using the affirmations and meditating, and they don't understand why they're not attracting the thing that they most desire. Well, it's because when you go into the subconscious brain, they're programmed to believe that's not safe or they're not worthy of it. And worthiness is a really, really big one. And I know that you talk a bit about worthiness and how it's attached to attracting money and opportunities. So was worthiness something that you had to, I guess, release or work on in yourself?
Frankly, worthiness was the biggest one. And what's interesting is the fact that I didn't just bring it up because I do this thing called emotional freedom technique, or EFT. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I'm an EFT practitioner.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Okay, cool. Well, I actually have a session this afternoon. Woo! And I have done a ton of work over the last several years with an EFT practitioner over worthiness. And what I found is, like, speaking of neural pathways, what the practitioner helps me do through tapping is dissolve certain neural pathways and build new ones. And it's just interesting how I won't remember things anymore. I didn't even think of worthiness just then.
Yeah.
I think that's just proof that it works, because it's usually safety or worthiness, and worthiness doesn't even come up. And similar along those lines, like, I do EFT whenever I get a hate comment, which is just like, it happens when you have a ton of followers. And just recently I was talking with some of my friends about it, and I'm like, yeah, the worst, they're like, what's the worst hate comment you ever got? Like, we were all like kind of swapping horror stories. And I could not remember a single one.
Wow.
I could not remember it because I literally erased it from my brain with EFT. That's why that's the most powerful thing that you can do to shift out of it. And also something that my EFT practitioner told me is that it's not every single person, but the great majority of clients that she's worked with, and she's worked with, you know, hundreds of people, usually they think that their issue or their limiting belief is one thing. But when you really disseminate it down to the very, very, very root of it all, most people believe that they're not worthy in some way. And it's like, you can't get through scot-free. I mean, unless we're all living in like a I don't even know how it would ever happen that not a single thing happened to you between age 0 and 7 that didn't make you think you weren't worthy in some way. Because even if, like, you were a child prodigy and everyone worshiped you, like, there could still be something where you perceived it a certain way. Like, you raised your hand in class and the teacher didn't call on you like a few too many times. And so you thought you were invisible. Like, it's honestly insane. And that's why so much of us need to do this. Every single one of us, like, we have to do this work. We just absolutely have to. There's not a single one of us who is like completely okay.
It's so true. And I love that you shared, like, I couldn't remember it, because that's just such proof. Like, I had the most hilarious moment with a client this week. I asked her about the thing that we had been working on, and she said, Helena, I can't remember it. And the only reason that I know, she's like, the only reason I know it existed is because I'm sure we were just talking about it, but she couldn't find it in her body. Like, it was hilarious.
I know, that's so true. Yeah. Sometimes my practitioner will like repeat things back to me, and she's like, how are we doing on this belief? And I'm like, I've never said that I believe that. And she's like, I have pages and pages of intake forms of us working on it.
Is there anything else that you do on a daily basis to stay grounded in what you're focused on, what you're manifesting, and what you're calling into your life?
Yeah. So every morning, one of the first things I do while I'm waiting for my coffee to brew is I write down 3 things that I'm grateful for. And then using that same language of I am so grateful for blank, I write down 3 things that I'm trying to manifest. And the whole intention of this is I kind of feel in my body like, oh, what's coming up for me is something I'm really grateful for right now. And then I kind of like revel in that gratitude. And then I feel in my body, what are 3 things that I really think I need to bring to the forefront of my attention for today? Because a lot of us have a lot of goals. You know, I have like 75,000 goals, right? But whichever ones come up for me that day, I trust that and I write that down to give my reticular activating system a boost, you know, trusting that if I give the proper attention to it and I spend some time visualizing the 3 goals that came to mind for me, I'm more likely to overhear a conversation that's happening behind me on the bustling streets of New York City with somebody talking about exactly that, so I can strike up a conversation, or a Facebook ad that I see, et cetera. So I love that. And I have this like cute little book sitting right next to me right now. It's just a tiny little notebook. And every single day I write down the date, and then I write down the 3 gratitude points and the 3 manifesting points. And it's also really cool to look back at it. I was on a TikTok live the other night and I turned back to a page in June, and one of the manifesting things said, I'm so grateful to have a TikTok audience of 50,000. And I'm like, oh my God,
oh my gosh.
Like, because it just reminds me that at one point I thought that was so big, right?
I love that it's actually quite simple. Like you have your three things that you write down that you're grateful for and three things that you're manifesting. Is there anything else that you absolutely wish more people did?
I think just in general, like feeling intuitively what you need on any given day. You know, there's some days that I feel like I need to cancel plans with friends and just spend the day in working on something. And there's other days that like I plan to work all day, but I really feel called to head out and explore Soho or something. And tapping into that and trusting that call when you feel it is so important rather than resisting the urges. I think sometimes we get scared. It's like, well, if I don't feel like working today and so I don't work, this is going to become a habit. Like I should really just like push through it and like discipline myself. But I found that when I trust that, then on other days, I'm even more wildly productive than I could have been before.
Totally. And we're programmed. So many people are programmed to believe that if you don't work really, really hard, then good things won't come to you. But that is, again, just a belief that kind of pushes away the frequency that you want to step into. Has there ever been anything that you've really wanted to manifest, but it's felt harder for some reason, but you've worked through it or you've learned something about yourself or your belief system that caused a shift or a change in that?
Yeah. For me, I feel weird saying this word, but fame. Seriously, I have wanted to be, ever since I was little, I like knew I'd be famous one day. And I'm not, you know, I'm not super there yet, but I have been recognized in the street a few times, which is very good for my ego. that makes me feel good. But I had the hardest time for so long. You know, I was creating all this content and putting it out there and I'm, you know, speaking in front of thousands of people and it just like nothing was budging for me. And so I worked on it with my EFT practitioner and we explored it a little deeper. And there was some worthiness issues, but there were also a lot of issues around safety. Speaking of like haters, there was a part of me that was really scared of what it meant if everybody in the whole world knew my name. And so people, you know, didn't like me and they were saying mean things about me or to me or whatever it was. And that one took me several sessions to move past. And like, to be quite honest, I'm not fully there and that's okay. But I can definitely see how once things really started to blow up, and they really did, like, I mean, I've accelerated very quickly in terms of my following. It really is in direct proportion to how much hate I feel like I can handle. I heard this quote once, I forget who said it, but it was actually a TikTok that Lewis Howes posted. And he was interviewing someone for his show. And the person said, you can have something to the extent to which you can have the opposite. And what I took this to mean is like, you can have $1 million to the extent to which you could handle it if you were $1 million in debt. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like a mindset thing. Or along these lines, it's like, you know, you could have fame if on the opposite side of that, instead of like 1 million people adoring you, is 1 million people hating you. And so I think it's like smudging up a little bit. I'm like, okay, I can attract, you know, 5,000 more followers this week because I've shifted my beliefs just enough that if 5,000 more people didn't like me and like wanted to say mean things about me, I wouldn't take that as like truth about myself. I could handle that. I could still feel safe. So that's been a really interesting one where it's really like a give and take. It wasn't like, oh, let me knock out one belief and like whoosh, everything I wanted came in. And I think that's like going back to kind of full circle to what we were talking about at the beginning of this episode, like where my dreams were coming in, right? With like the people trying to get through my front door and how I was having all these dreams that I didn't feel safe. Like you're never done with your work. I'll put it that way. But it is really interesting to see how once you're really willing to look at the scary stuff kind of beneath the hood, the things you don't want to look at, especially things that have been getting in the way of what you most want, because then you're kind of looking at like, oh, I thought I wanted it more than anything. But now when I look closer, there's so many parts of this that I don't want. No wonder there's resistance. No wonder I'm not able to manifest it. But it's this most important thing because it takes away the resistance so you can have everything you want.
Absolutely. Like there's an actual process I use called what are your downsides to wealth? And people are like, hang on, what? Because they think consciously, not subconsciously, that wealth will magically make everything great in their lives. And very quickly, we discover actually there's a fear to wealth and there's a fear of success. And what are those fears so we can clear them away so that you're ready to receive? So it's so much about the fear behind the goal, just as much as it is about like the joy and the feeling of having it and the feeling of manifesting it. They both go hand in hand for sure.
My practitioner says, what bad thing happens if blank, if what you want most happens? What bad thing happens if what you want most comes to fruition? And I think that's the most important thing for people to understand. Like the reason you don't have everything you want right now is because on some level you're afraid of it or you don't believe you're deserving of it.
Ooh, breathe that in. Anyone Woo! Listening, breathe that in. And that's your homework. Your homework is to go and ask yourself those questions. What bad thing do you think might happen? And who taught you or what taught you that you weren't deserving of it and why? Absolutely. Okay, that is an amazing, you've like filled this podcast episode with so many golden nuggets. I feel like people should just go back and like re-listen to each part of it to fully absorb it. But before we end, I'd love to know, is there one thing that you just wish you could shout from the mountaintops that more women would know about themselves or life around them?
I've touched on this a bit, but I just want to really drive this point home that your dreams are not accidents. I say this thing, actually, it's an affirmation that I have in the ThinkUp app if you find affirmations under my name, but I say your dream is your destiny. And the more that you can believe that and really see that your passions aren't an accident, the things that excite you aren't an accident, you can really step into the full journey and adventure towards manifesting that thing and working towards that thing. Just like know that there are no coincidences, there are no accidents. And with that knowing, step into the full power of it. Because it's pretty exciting to realize, oh, the things that excite me most and the things that I want most, I was literally put on this earth to experience and have all of them.
Oh, I have full body chills. Perfect way to end. Haley, I mean, we've touched on it, but where can everyone find you and learn more about you and what you do?
It's just at Haley Hoffman Smith on Instagram and TikTok. And Big Conversations is my Conversations is my podcast. And yeah, and then I just launched a YouTube channel, also just under Haley Hoffman Smith. So you can see my behind the scene vlogs. They're like weekly vlogs around one spiritual message.
Perfect. We're going to link everything in the show notes below for everyone to go find out more about you and go join the TikTok revolution.
Yes. You'll thank me later.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is exactly what I'm going to do this afternoon. I'm going to have to go do some TikTok research.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy. Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us from New York. This has been such a profound podcast episode. Thank you.
I loved every second of it.
Thank you. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM and share your biggest takeaway because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance and have an amazing day.